Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
We start with that breaking news from the US first. And O.J. Simpson, the celebrity murder suspect acquitted in what was dubbed the trial of the century, has died.
Good riddance. That's the two-word obituary that Caitlyn Jenner offered for former NFL star and media celebrity O.J. Simpson, who has died of cancer at age 76. Jenner didn't mince words today when talking about Simpson, who was accused and acquitted of murdering his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, in 1994. Nicole was nearly decapitated and Ron was slashed to death. The murder weapon was never located, but a bloody glove was found by police at the scene.
The bodies of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman were discovered about midnight Sunday on the steps outside the condominium where Mrs. Simpson lived. The Simpsons' two children were found asleep inside.
Now, Jenner is closer to the O.J. Simpson story than most. She was, after all, once married to Kris Jenner, herself the ex-wife of Robert Kardashian, who famously acted as Simpson's defense attorney during what was called the trial of the century. Simpson's football career made him a TV star as he became the first NFL running back to rush for more than 2,000 yards in a season with the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo select O.J. Simpson, halfback, University of Southern California.
O.J. running left. O.J. five more. There it is. He did it. He did it.
But he found his way into mass market stardom during the commercial breaks, doing endorsements for RC Cola, Chevrolet, and most notably, Hertz rental cars. Back then, it was exceedingly rare for a black athlete. Acting roles soon followed, like the Naked Gun movies.
Norbert! Hiya, buddy! Hey! Doc says I should be on my bean and as good as new in a week.
And back on the force.
Norbert! That's wonderful!
But his on-screen success was nothing compared to the attention he received during the murder case.
When O.J.'s murder trial was taking place, it dominated the headlines every single day.
Fox 5's Linda Schmidt was heavily involved in the coverage here at Fox 5 and joins us now with a look back at what it was like, Linda.
It was absolutely wild. First of all, it was dubbed the trial of the century, and it was televised live for the world to see, and I can tell you the world was watching.
That murder case changed the media forever. The low-speed chase on the Southern California freeway was one of those where-were-you monoculture moments, like the Kennedy assassination or the moon landing.
O.J. Simpson is still traveling very slowly northbound along the 5 freeway, coming up again towards the 91 intersection.
It happened on a Friday night, interrupting Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Tens of millions of people tuned in to see what O.J. would do sitting in the back of that white Bronco with a gun held to his own head. Once the trial began, it became the biggest thing on TV. It was a soap opera that lasted 9 months. It was a legal thriller. It was an interactive whodunit before the age of murder podcasts. It was a social drama that exposed racial chasms and the flaws of the legal system. It was a dark comedy with buffoons, villains, and comic relief figures. It was a tragedy too, of course, and viewers could not agree which part of it was a tragedy. And that too was a tragedy. There was evidence of OJ's domestic abuse of Nicole, her frantic, terrified 911 calls, which continued after their divorce.
911 emergency.
Can you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green? He's back. Please.
Well, okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record. Could you just send somebody over here?
Okay, what is he doing there?
He just drove up again.
He just drove
somebody
up.
Over?
Okay, wait a minute. What kind of car is he in?
He's in a white Bronco, but first of all, he broke the back door down to get in.
Okay, wait a minute. What's your name?
Nicole Simpson.
Okay, is he the sportscaster or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. We're sending the police. What is he doing? Is he threatening you?
I'm going nuts.
But the critical moment in the trial went down in infamy. Here's OJ's legendary defense attorney, Johnny Cochran.
It makes no sense. It doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Simpson's acquittal tore the nation in half, with black people on one side declaring victory against a racially biased criminal justice system and white people looking on appalled at a perceived injustice. But the trial irrevocably altered OJ's life. Then in 1997, a civil suit by the victims' families found Simpson liable for the deaths of Nicole and Ron and ordered him to pay $33.5 million in damages. He paid little of that debt, however, moved to Florida and struggled to remake his life, raise his children, and stay out of trouble. Then, in 2006, he sold a book manuscript titled If I Did It, and a prospective TV interview giving a hypothetical account of murders he had always denied committing. A public outcry ended both projects. A year later, he was arrested after he and other men invaded a Las Vegas hotel room of some sports memorabilia dealers and took a trove of collectibles.
Nearly 12 years after beating a double murder rap, O.J. Simpson is back in handcuffs once again, facing serious charges. After 5 hours of questioning from police Sunday, Simpson was taken to the Clark County Detention Center in Las Vegas, where he will remain until an arraignment later this week.
He claimed that the items had been stolen from him, but a jury in 2008 found him guilty of 12 charges, including armed robbery and kidnapping, after a trial that drew only a smattering of reporters and spectators. OJ was sentenced to 9 to 33 years in a Nevada state prison. He served the minimum term and was released in 2017. In 2016, more than 20 years after his original murder trial, the story of O.J. Simpson was told twice for mass audiences on television. There was The People vs. O.J. Simpson, Ryan Murphy's installment in the American Crime Story anthology, which focused on the trial itself and on the disparate array of characters brought together by O.J., who was played by Cuba Gooding Jr.
Whatever you decide to do, whether you're with me or not, you gotta know this. I loved her.
And then there was O.J. Made in America, a five-part, nearly eight-hour installment in ESPN's 30 for 30 documentary series, which detailed the trial but extended the story to include a biography of Simpson and an examination of race, fame, sports, and Los Angeles over the previous half century. When considering the complicated and often horrible legacy of one of the most famous Americans of the past 50 years, no one put it better than O.J. himself when he wrote a letter before fatefully driving in that white Bronco. Don't feel sorry for me.